WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
Thanks for joining me for Eagle Concert Classics. We're having an 80s party tonight. When you think of the 80s and MTV, you definitely think of Duran Duran. And their cool music videos definitely helped launch their career. Plus the fact they were easy on the eyes. The first song I'm kicking off this party with was their very first hit in the U.S. Went to number 3. Here's Hungry Like the Wolf.
but then I'm sure that you know it's just for you.
One, two, three.
.69 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Duran Duran with Rio. The guys were vacationing in Antigua together, and their manager said, I want to go for a yacht ride. So they thought, well, you know what? While we're on this yacht, we might as well shoot a music video. When that video came out, MTV didn't have a huge library, so that song was on rotation a lot, which definitely helped its popularity. The next band started out in the late 70s, but man, the 80s, they just exploded on the scene. Their albums Sports and Four both had 11 top 10 hits in the U.S. Pretty amazing. I'm talking about Huey Lewis and the News. The first song up was a number 3 hit for them, and it kind of made fun of the fact that they weren't really getting tattoos or growing their hair long. They were just kind of a clean-cut, fun band. Here's Hip to Be Square.
To be the Strike, strike.
Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Darren Shaw. That was Huey Lewis in the News with Back in Time. That song, of course, in the movie Back to the Future. Also, The Power of Love. Such a great movie and a great band together. It's like perfect. Although Back in Time wasn't the original song that was supposed to be in the movie. There was a song called In the Nick of Time, and it was sung by Patti LaBelle. That song actually ended up in the movie Brewster's Millions. So Huey Lewis came up with Back in Time as a replacement. Honestly, I think the song fits perfectly for the movie. Speaking of movies, the next artist up was Mr. Movie Theme Song. Kenny Loggins wrote so many different songs for so many different movies. And this one's from one of my favorite movies, so funny. It hit number 7 on the charts, and it's the theme from Caddyshack. Here's I'm All Right. We'll be right back. 106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was Kenny Loggins with Footloose, of course the theme from the 1984 Kevin Bacon movie. That whole soundtrack had a lot of hits on it. In fact, out of the 9 original songs written for the movie, 6 of them were top 40 hits, and this one went to number 1. I've been having a lot of fun coming up with themes for all of these different shows, but if there's something you want to hear, you know, if there's a certain band that you think would sound really cool with another band, or if you have an idea, or just a song you want to hear, let me know. Text me at 800-222-1069. Let me know what live songs you'd really love to hear. Again, that number is 800-222-1069. Let me know. You can also email me at aaron@1069theeagle.com. Speaking of emails, I always get some great emails from a listener. I've got to give him a shout-out this week. Tom in Gaithersburg has been a loyal listener. He always sends me some great emails with ideas and shares some of his favorite live cuts as well. Thanks for listening, Tom. I super appreciate it. This is next on 106.9 The Eagle.